From the Weston A. Price Foundation, welcome to the Wise Traditions Podcast for wise traditions in food, farming, and the healing arts. We are your source for scientific knowledge and traditional wisdom to help you achieve optimal health. And now here is our host and producer, Hilda Labrada-Gore.
Hey, Hilda here. The Make America Healthy Again movement was part of a campaign as part of the U.S. presidential election in 2024. The Weston A. Price Foundation is not a political group, but we have to weigh in on what worked about that campaign, what's important about the initiative and the grassroots movement that helped it come about, and what that movement has overlooked. This is episode 517, and our guest today is Sally Fallon Morrell, the president and founder of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Today, Sally weighs in on what it takes to make America healthy again from her perspective. She touches on what is truly making our children sick and how to turn things around. And of course, it doesn't all depend on the government. She touches on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination for Secretary of Health and Human Services. This is prior to his confirmation. And what she hopes he can accomplish, along with what is realistic in terms of the MAHA movement. She also talks about the financial interests at play that are a part of the hepatitis B vaccination being given to our children and other vaccinations as well. She also talks about the problem with MSG in our food supply and how she hopes that vaccines will one day become voluntary. Basically, she talks about what it takes for our homes and our families to be healthy again, regardless of political inclinations and initiatives. Before we get into the conversation, we would love for you to become partners with us as members of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Did you know that this Wise Traditions podcast is an initiative of the Weston A. Price Foundation? It is part of their educational initiatives. If you want to join hands with us, now is the time. It is our 25th anniversary as a group, and we would love for you to join hands with us. So join using the code POD10, and you become a member for only $30 for the calendar year. Thank you in advance, and welcome to the family. This is Hilda Labrada-Gore, and you are listening to Wise Traditions. Welcome to Wise Traditions, Sally.
Thank you, Hilda. It's great to be back.
We have to talk about this movement that's sweeping the nation that probably brought Trump into office, even though I know the Weston A. Price Foundation is not political. Talk to us about the MAHA movement, the Make America Healthy Again initiative.
Well, as you say, it's great that attention is being focused on the abysmal health of our children. Mm-hmm. And what can we do about this? It's become a campaign issue.
Yes.
And it never was before.
It's fascinating,
yeah.
Right? Why do you think there was this kind of grassroots movement that culminated in Kennedy associating with Trump?
Well, first of all, it can't be ignored. It's just our children are in the worst health of any nation, practically.
Yeah.
And I think Trump, he has mentioned that in his staff, he's had parents who've had babies who became autistic after vaccinations. So he's very aware of this issue. I think he has to tread very carefully. I think if he actually tried to ban vaccinations, that would backfire because so many people believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so parents want to get their kids vaccinated. But what we're hoping is that he will make vaccines voluntary. Voluntary for school, for education, for healthcare, for military, and for travel.
Aren't they already voluntary in some of those levels, like in schools, for example?
In some places, but not every place. And in medical care, I just heard about a little girl who couldn't get a heart transplant because she wasn't vaccinated. Yeah, so I think it needs, and I think Trump can do this. Trump alone can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping with an executive order, but certainly there should be some kind of Supreme Court case or something, because to force a vaccination to get educated, to get be employed,
mm-hmm.
and to travel, which is not happening. And the military, these men who sign up to defend us, they can't say no, and they get tons of vaccination. It's a terrible thing to do to the people who want to serve our country.
It's like they've become guinea pigs.
Yes, and I think Trump, with a stroke of a pen, could end that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that these kinds of things happen. And I think if we just make sure of this principle that vaccines are voluntary everywhere for anything, they will gradually fade out.
Wow, that's a really tremendous statement and hope, Sally.
I hope so. We're going to work on a campaign. We've made a logo and just spread this everywhere.
Now, I know that Bobby Kennedy was a keynote speaker at the Wise Traditions Conference a couple of years ago. Yes. Were you surprised when he was at the Senate Finance Committee hearing when he said, I'm pro-vaccination?
He's always said that.
Ah.
He says, but we want to make them safe. So it's a kind of weaselly statement. I don't think he's really pro-vaccination, but I think he knows that you can't make them safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that if they start testing them for safety, they can't put them on the market.
What is it that makes them actually, I think one Supreme Court justice years ago said, they are inherently unsafe.
Safe, yes, like you can't make them safe.
What is it about them that makes them
Well, they add adjuvants that get a reaction in the body. And they think this is the immune system, but it's not the immune system. It's just the body reacting to poisons.
Mm.
And the main one is aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the FDA knows that aluminum is very toxic, and they have strict standards for the amount of aluminum in the saline drip for children. And it's 0.25 micrograms a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tiny. And that's in the saline drip. So, by the way, they can't use commercial salt in the saline drips because that's full of aluminum.
Oh, wow.
Okay. If the child goes in for its 2-month baby checkup and gets the 4 vaccines that are recommended, he's getting 40 times that amount of aluminum.
So it's cumulative, and they're not taking that into account when they talk about the standard.
And it's a tiny baby. Wow. Now, some children can withstand that, but not everyone. And they put polysorbate in there, which gets it into the brain. And even if they don't have some terrible reaction, who's to say they don't have a lowered IQ? And the other thing is that there have been many studies showing that vaccinated children are more unhealthy than unvaccinated children. Many studies over the years.
Yes.
But there are about 4 that came out in the last few weeks. They have more asthma, more ear infections, more colds, more missed days at school, more ADHD, all kinds of problems. This is just the mild reactions. This isn't the occasional horrible reaction where the child is permanently damaged. And of course, the families have to take care of them for life.
So besides the aluminum, what else are these adjuvant ingredients? What did you say?
Well, aluminum,
polysorbate.
Formaldehyde.
Oh, no.
Formaldehyde is in them. And let's see, MSG is in them, which is right into the bloodstream. And some of them still have mercury in them.
Even though they say they don't.
Yeah, but the flu shots still have mercury in them.
And why do you think there's been less focus on vaccines than on food industry standards with dyes and things in the food stream? Why do you think the MAHA movement is primarily, it seems to me, focused on food?
Well, but they're focused on the kind of details of the food. I think it's a huge distraction against the vaccines. And it's not just one vaccine. It's about 70 before they go to school. And if you're fully vaccinated for life, you're getting vaccinated for the flu every year. When you get older, you're getting vaccinated for shingles. If you're pregnant, they now recommend 7 vaccines for pregnant women, including the COVID shot and including hepatitis B. I mean, this is insanity. This is insanity, and none of them have been tested on pregnant women.
Wow. And the data you were just discussing a moment ago about the long-term outcomes for the children also shows our health overall isn't any better because of this vaccine rate.
Right, and they actually don't work. I mean, for example, there was a Navy crew, they'd all been vaccinated for the mumps and double vaccinated. And there was an outbreak of mumps on the Navy ship. So they don't work. So what's the point? Now, it's true that deaths from all these diseases have declined precipitously over the last century, since 1900. But they were almost at 0 before the vaccines came in. So the vaccines cannot take credit for this decline.
What does take credit
for
the decline?
Yeah, well, the cleanup of our cities and the getting rid of the horse in the cities. There's not mountains of manure in our cities anymore.
Improved sanitation, clean water, all those things.
It wasn't until early 1900s that the city of Chicago stopped taking their drinking water from the same place in Lake Michigan where they were dumping the sewage.
What?
Yes. So, I mean, of course people became healthier.
Right.
Plus we have refrigeration now. We have a national cold chain. Everything is cleaner, much cleaner.
Yeah, and so that helped eradicate the diseases, but the vaccines got the credit for it.
Vaccines got the credit, exactly. I just want to add, Sasha Latipova, who's got an amazing Substack, I really highly recommend it. She said, you know, what's the point of getting red dye number, whatever it is, 10
three or four,
out of the breakfast cereals when your kid is dead? Or your kid has autism. What's the point?
Much more serious consequences from what we're putting into our bloodstream. I remember Tom Cowan saying, you're not even giving the body its first line of defense. It's all going kind of roundabout way into the body.
Yeah, first line of defense is the digestive system, which has a whole microbiome that keeps aluminum out and keeps all these things out, and red dye number 10 and all this. Now, I'm not in favor of red dye number 10, but the parent, that's, you know, if the kids are eating red cereal, that's the parent's fault. They should be smarter.
But maybe the parents ate the red cereal, so they think. Yeah. This is another interesting thing. Our food supply has deteriorated because I think people like Vani Hari, the Food Babe, and others have been posting online on social media comparing, let's say, a jar of peanut butter today versus a jar of peanut butter 20 years ago. And the ingredients are drastically different. We have more corn syrup, we have more artificial flavors, and even what they call natural flavors. We're putting a lot more stuff in the food stream. So if you say, well, it was good enough for me as a kid, it's different today.
It's different today. The food's different, but the people are different too, because we're on the third generation of these foods and each generation gets weaker. And you know, you hear grandparents saying, oh, well, I ate candy growing up. It didn't bother me. But it's bothering their grandchildren because they're the next generation down. This is one of the things that Dr. Price stressed, that the first generation is not as affected as the subsequent generations.
That's such a good point. And I'm, of course, taking notes, Sally, but I also have a question. So let's say I'm listening to this podcast right now and I'm thinking, what books should I read to understand more the peril that we're in, maybe from vaccinations or maybe from the deterioration of our food supply?
Well, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Weston Price is a really good place to start. And then there's this cookbook, it's called Nourishing Traditions, which puts Dr. Price's work into practical form. But I would suggest become a member of the Weston A. Price Foundation. We'll send you a packet of very interesting trifolds that are easy reads, and you can get it bit by bit.
Yes.
Let me just say this. I do have hopes that we can make vaccines voluntary. And I think that should be our number one. We can all agree on it. It doesn't hurt the people who want to vaccinate.
Yeah, you're not trying to ban them all across the board.
If you want to give that garbage to your kids, be my guest. But we need to make them voluntary. As for the food, I don't have much confidence in the people working on this, including President Trump, that they understand what a healthy diet is. Now, it's obvious that President Trump grew up on a healthy diet because he's a broad face and he's big and strong and he's very smart. So, and I'm not campaigning, I'm just pointing this out. So he grew up on a healthy diet, but people really don't know what a healthy diet is today. And they're faffing around with their cauliflower or their, I don't know, green drinks or whatever. But that's not healthy eating. But there is a huge movement for healthy eating, for raw milk, and I think the attacks on raw milk will come away. Yeah, you know, the woman at the USDA who is in charge of destroying all these chickens, we have a terrible egg shortage now, it's really tragic. She's been fired, so her name is Phyllis Fong. Anyway, I think USDA will be better.
Coming up, Sally explains why the movement toward a healthier nation is gaining steam. And she offers insights on what ingredients to avoid and which to include for a healthier, happier home.
You're listening to the Wise Traditions podcast from the Weston A. Price Foundation. We pause now to recognize our sponsors.
Arvati Skincare. You and I are always on the lookout for skincare that actually is good for us. Well, I've got news for you. You've got to check out Arvati Skincare. It was created by homesteading star Gubba, and it is quickly becoming a favorite for anyone who values natural, effective products. Arvati's got everything. Cleansing oils, revitalizing serums, and their famous whipped tallow balms, especially their best-selling Homestead Blend. And what makes Arvati stand out? It's rooted in ancestral traditions, using natural ingredients and staying completely free from harsh chemicals. It's skincare you can genuinely trust. And the results, well, they speak for themselves. If you're ready to try it out, go to Arvati.com and use the code WISE for an exclusive discount. Again, that's Arvati.com, A-R-V-O-T-I.com, and use the code WISE for an exclusive discount. Trust me, your skin will thank you. And Lumerum products. You know, we cleanse our air, we think about purifying our water, but what about our light? Not only do most light bulbs today emit harsh flicker, EMFs, and unnatural isolated peaks in blue light, they're also not great at doing what a light is designed for, helping you see more clearly. Most full spectrum light also lacks a critical piece of the light spectrum, which is infrared energy. And they're nothing at all like sunlight in constitution. And your body knows the difference. Enhancing people's lives and the spaces that they live in, since it was first created over 60 years ago, Chromalux is the original neodymium glass full spectrum light bulb. It is a unique non-LED light source that closely simulates sunlight by purifying the visible light spectrum. Unlike those harsh and frankly uninspiring light bulbs that most people work and live under, the Chromalux full spectrum lamp creates a soothing yet vibrant interior space that you'll love to live, work, and play under. The light of Chromalux is equal parts healthy and beautiful, and as nourishing, as colorfully pure as sunlight, honestly. While these beautiful bulbs have little blue light and are naturally low in flicker, the real magic lies in their special neodymium glass composition, which purifies light and creates better contrast and definition. So you see the warm colors, tones, and textures that you may have never noticed before. The benefits of Chromalux full spectrum light are twofold. You're giving your body actual light that enhances your environment and uplifts your spirit. So you see better and you feel better. You have improved clarity and sharpness. The vibrant colors are suddenly visible. You transform your home with richer, more vivid colors and enhanced contrast. You'll feel better. You'll feel more uplifted and creative by reintroducing color into your life. So Chromalux Light truly embodies the essence of seeing life in full color. If you want to feel the uplifting difference that a simple light bulb can make in your life, give Chromalux light bulbs a try. Use the code WISE for 10% off your first order at healthlighting.com. Again, if you want to feel the uplifting difference a simple light bulb can make, give Chromalux light bulbs a try. Use the code WISE for 10% off your first order at healthlighting.com. This is Hoda Labrador-Gore, and you are listening to WISE Traditions.
The movement to the healthier diet is going to happen anyway.
Because people are so sick.
People are so sick, and when they find our diet, they feel better, their children are healthier, and they get on the butter and the raw milk and the broth and the sauerkraut, things just clear up.
Well, and this is how I see it a little bit. Yes, let's say they banned red dye number 3. Okay, yeah. That's great. But companies are smart, and they're always looking for ways to cut corners. And so they might just put some other product in there that's not red dye number 3, but still detrimental to our health.
Yeah.
I think it was Cindy O'Meara, who I interviewed at one point. She wrote a book, From Lab to Table, which is so funny. But she said they do this. So like when we banned BPA, for example, we're like, okay, this isn't good for us. They came out with BPC and other ones.
Oh, I know. And there's just as much in the new plastics as there was in the old ones. Yeah, now, you know, you just can't eat processed food. There's just, for one thing, processed food, it all has MSG in it. Mm-hmm. And MSG is really a terrible additive.
It's a neurotoxin,
it's
right?
It's a neurotoxin. It affects the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus is the master gland. It's the gland that produces oxytocin, the cuddle hormone. Mm-hmm. So people aren't as friendly and as cuddly anymore. And it also regulates weight. And the industry denies this, vehemently denies this. Oh. However, there was a wonderful study in China where they took two groups of people. Neither of them ate processed food. They all cooked their own food. Mm-hmm. But one, they compared the weight of the people who didn't use MSG and the people who added it to their food, because you can get it and add it in China.
Yeah.
Okay. And the ones who added MSG to their food were heavier.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So it definitely causes weight gain. Uh-huh. And if you're feeding your child any processed food, I mean chips or
instant oatmeal.
Instant oatmeal.
That's a biggie.
Anything that has a flavoring in it. If you look for that word flavoring, that'll be the MSG. That is going to predispose your child to obesity. And you don't want to do that to your children.
No.
Because it's a terrible life.
Absolutely.
So you need to learn to cook. It doesn't mean your foods have to be complicated. It means eggs and bacon for your children or oatmeal with butter in the morning. It means you make their lunches. It could be a salami sandwich. It can be cheese. And
yeah.
Real
scrambled
foods.
Eggs. It could be anything.
Yeah, hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Real food, and dinner can be a hamburger and a baked potato. I mean, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be complicated. It needs to be real. And that's what parents need to learn. And if the milk is raw,
yeah,
there's a great insurance policy right there.
It's like you're going to make sure that kid's going to be healthy.
Yes, and raw milk has everything in it. They like it, they drink it,
yeah.
And it doesn't give them allergies or, you know, it's easy to digest.
And didn't Dr. Price do this like one meal experiment with some students out in Ohio where he just said, let's give them a really solid lunch and their health improved, their behavior improved,
their
all the things.
Their grades improved.
Yeah.
One child was failing in school and started to get straight A's. Yeah. And he gave them cod liver oil also and butter oil. And he gave them stews with organ meats in them and carrots and stuff. And yeah, it was dramatic what happened just with one meal. Now, the American Lunch Program is atrocious. It's designed to destroy our children.
Mm-hmm.
It's just processed food and no real fat. You know, what they do is they take the salad dressing packages made with seed oils.
Yes.
And they're so desperate for fats. And they open these up and squirt them in their mouths. That's where they're getting their fat.
Oh.
And then the milk is
2%, really.
Well, it's 1%.
Oh.
There's no fat in the milk, and it's floated with sugar.
Oh, yeah. And the salad dressings are too, right?
Oh, they are. And everything's packaged and processed. As a nation, we should be on our knees in sackcloth and ashes, asking forgiveness for what we have done with our children. We are so stupid as to allow this to happen.
Right, yeah. Under our own watch, under our own eye.
We are a nation that professes to love children. We hate children. The way we act is hatred for children.
I remember you're saying also, like, we look around at these teenagers, they look so unhappy, like they've got a chip on their shoulder. And you said it's because we've gypped them, right?
Yeah, we put that chip on their shoulder because we've denied them the kind of diet they need to grow up healthy and strong. And that is the responsibility of the parents.
Mm.
And we've given this responsibility to the food companies and the pharmaceuticals.
Right. And then we are, and I understand those who are out there demonstrating like this cereal company is messed up, but we can just opt out.
Don't buy the cereal. That's how you fix that one.
That's what I think too. I'm like, I don't even eat that cereal. Who is still eating that cereal?
Yeah.
But there are some people out there that are so lost and they're kind of clinging to the dietary guidelines, which were set up, as you know, not for our health, but really to sell more wheat and so forth, especially when they had the pyramid. Now, I understand that a friend of ours that we've interviewed, Nina Teicholz, who wrote The Big Fat Surprise, may be helping to reshape those dietary guidelines.
Well, I hope so. I have recommended her to be head of the Dietary Guidelines Committee. Everyone on the committee now needs to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
I hope all the firings go out to the Dietary Guidelines Committee. And there's some hope. But honestly, it's the parents' responsibility to give their kids whole foods.
Yes, yes, I understand. And to oversee their well-being. And that's why we really need to know. Just as Kennedy said at the hearing, he said, we need to know what's in our food. I'm not going to tell you what to eat, but at least you need to know what's in it. I think the same would go with vaccinations. Like, parents need to know what's in there and what the consequences could be.
I think there should be a law that the doctors, pediatricians, have to read the package insert and what the side effects are.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't realize is that any doctor in a practice, especially associated with a hospital, their bonus at the end of the year depends on vaccinating everybody in their practice. Not just their bonus, but the bonus of the whole practice. So a tremendous amount of pressure is put on you to vaccinate, not because they think they're any good, but because otherwise they don't get their bonus.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
And is the bonus coming from the pharmaceutical companies?
Yes. Yes,
wow.
And it could be up to half their salary.
I have heard these things. I even saw a post recently where this woman said, my daughter works at a pharmacy and she's not going to get her bonus. If you haven't gotten your flu shot, please go in there. Like, it all sounds
otherwise,
very...
Otherwise, she won't get her bonus.
Exactly. Yes. And this is just a pharmacist, you know, or some woman working in a pharmacy at like a local CVS or something. Mm-hmm. And it all sounds so altruistic. Like, if you haven't gotten your shot or you want your, you know, shingles vaccine, just go there. But there is a reason that they're pushing them on us, because actually the healthcare system only benefits when we're sick, right?
Oh, that's right. By the way, you know why we give a Hep B shot on day one of a child's
life? Which makes no sense.
No sense, because this is for a disease of drug addicts, right?
Yes.
Well, the industry spent a whole bunch of money developing this vaccine, and they couldn't get the drug addicts to take it.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't get these kind of homeless people and stuff to go into the clinics to get their vaccine.
Because
they're naturally suspicious of anything the government does.
So
they said, well, invested all this money, let's give it to babies. Every baby. And that's why it's given to babies. It's nothing whatsoever to do with the health of your baby. It's to do with the pharmaceutical industry recouping their investment in this vaccine.
Oh my gosh, that's so horrific.
This is obscene. We're a nation that deserves some terrible punishment if we let this continue.
Wow. Well, so I want to ask you as we start to wrap up, Sally, what's your vision? If you could be in office, I think you told me you don't want to be in any particular position, but if you could, what are some recommendations you would make to make America healthy again?
Well, I would make all vaccination voluntary. I would make it a law that they had to read the vaccine insert to everybody getting a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I would scrap the dietary guidelines. They're hopeless. I would have a big support, financial support, for increasing butter production in this country, so that everybody can get butter.
So it's a little bit like raw milk, as I understand it. In other words, there are laws regulating its
Well, it's just
sale?
Not enough being produced.
Oh.
When we get through with this, there won't be enough butter, because everyone will want butter. And I think we're going to have subsidies for farmers to do butter. I would really like to see that. And the WIC program should be giving every mom on this program 2 pounds of butter a week.
Mm.
And 4 dozen eggs, whole milk, sausage, meat. If we're going to do this expensive program, let's do it right.
Yeah.
And give women what they need.
Yeah, and their children, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, so one last question. You know this one. And it may be related to what we've discussed already or not. If the listener could just do one thing to improve their health, what would you recommend that they do, Sally?
Eat butter. No seed oils.
I love it. Thank you for that advice and for being such a part of this movement. You know, this MAHA didn't come out of the blue, in my opinion.
Yeah.
There have been people like you waving the flag, waving the banner of real food for real health for a long time. And now we're taking the hill, literally.
Yeah,
and it's
I hope
in part
so.
Thanks to the foundation and for your work.
You
so,
think
yes,
so,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was fun meeting Bobby a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And I do believe he's sincere. I don't think he has the whole picture, mm-hmm. but I also think he's a politician and he understands what's going to work.
Yeah.
So I think we will make some progress.
I hope so. Yeah. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Hilda.
Our guest today was Sally Fallon Morrell. You can go to her blog, nourishingtraditions.com, to learn more from her. And I am Hilda Labrador-Gore, the host and producer of this podcast, on behalf of the Weston A. Price Foundation. You can find me at holistichilda.com. And for the transcript for today's episode, visit our website, westonaprice.org, and click on the podcast page. And a simple reminder as we sign off to become a member of the foundation today. If this podcast has made a difference for you, join hands with us. It's only $30 for the year when you use the code POD10. Go to westonaprice.org, click on the Join Now button, and become a part of our family. This is a banner year, our 25th anniversary for the Weston A. Price Foundation, and we would love for you to join the family. And thank you so much for listening, my friend. Stay well, and remember to keep your feet on the ground and your face to the sun.
On behalf of the Weston A. Price Foundation, thanks for listening. We have many free resources to support you on your health journey. Visit westonaprice.org to find podcasts, articles, videos, and more. You can also find a local chapter near you for help in finding sources of great food. We invite you to support the Foundation's mission of education, research, and activism by becoming a member. Thanks again, and take care. Wise Traditions is a project of the Weston A. Price Foundation for Wise Traditions in Food, Farming, and the Healing Arts. The content on this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended to substitute for the advice provided by your doctor or other healthcare professional. It is not intended to be, nor does it constitute healthcare or medical advice.